This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Gotta be true to yourself. In a world there's nothing else. Gotta play the game right, gotta make your path. You scratch, you dig, you laying your ground. You busting your rounds, nobody gonna stop you. No ops, no cops, everything about you. Looking good, you good, she good. Y'all people really wanna know the reason. It's that Ripple Effect. That's just that ripple. That's just that Ripple Effect. What you do, come back triple.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl, K-Dot, back in the Ripple Effect. You already know what it is, and you already know the vibes. Listen, I already have a special episode, in case you're wondering who are these people here to the left, to the right of me, and to your left. That is my brother, Cocktail Wizard 7.
Hey, what's up?
And that is my mom.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to be here.
You want
to
tell them your name on your channel?
Well, I'm switching it now because they didn't like my other name. So it's going to be Do It Yourself, KJ.
See, there you go. I thought you were going with Make Do with KJ.
Oh, yeah. That's my new name. I don't even know it. We didn't change it so many times
Well, I'm glad we know who
Make
we are.
Do with KJ. That's it.
Okay,
my
but you already know.
I say that all the time. Make do with what you have. So that's what I'm going to go with.
All right, guys. You already know how I always start off the show. I appreciate all the subscribers, all the supporters. And if you're not subscribing, like I said, I don't know what you guys are doing. Let's get it going. But shout out to all the day ones, all the subscribers. Appreciate you guys. You guys are always there for me, number one. Let's get it. So today, we're discussing an interesting topic. Something that a lot of media members, believe it or not, are not talking about. You know, or it's just went in one news cycle and then that was it. I want to talk about this whole Jerry Jones and them finding the picture, you know, and this was, what, 66 years ago. This is when he was a teenager, 14 years old. I've heard a range of different opinions, and it's crazy. So I had to get my family on and have their opinion, and, you know, because it's just, it affects society. It's not just sports. So, you know, we talk about everything in between, not just the NBA and the NFL. So this does affect sports. This does affect a lot of things. And Dak Prescott did make a mention about it because he said, even though that this did happen, and obviously it's one of the owners of the Cowboys, right, his owner, and he did say that he wanted to sort of lean on grace. Like, he wanted to say, like, okay, so maybe he's evolved or he's changed. Now, before we get into the whole topic and before I give everybody room to voice their opinion, I'm going to tell you mine so that way you know it's unadulterated. This is just my opinion. I just feel like if you decided to look at this photo from 66 years ago and say, hey, this guy must be a racist, then I don't think you've been paying attention. And yes, the photo, if you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, let me explain. This photo was actually taken outside of his school, and it was actually a protest protesting the desegregation, right? So as you all know, this was like 1957, and at this time, America, not just, I mean, we could talk about, you know, the world at large, but just America, this is the way things were, you know. All these Jim Crow laws, segregation, whites only, you know, bathrooms, colored only bathrooms, that sort of situation. School systems, I mean, just, school systems are still bad, but, you know, when it comes to certain areas, but, you know, that they were really bad. So that was the whole point in desegregating the schools. So that way it would be given blacks, right, the opportunity to have the same educations as whites did. So Jerry Jones, the picture was there, was taken of him being there. It doesn't give us enough information to say he was for it or against it. He did kind of have that face of curiosity. But at the same time, he was there, right? He wasn't going into school. He was kind of just looking curious to try to see what was going on. He wasn't necessarily helping the black kids, right? But he wasn't necessarily hurting them either. Now, I know for a lot of people that they want to take this time or this opportunity to kind of, you know, shed some light on who Jerry Jones is really, who he really is and what he's really about. I don't feel like that's even fair. And a lot of people are probably going to say, what do you mean? No, let me finish. The reason why that's not fair is because America was like this. America taught Jerry Jones to be like this. So to put all of that on a 14-year-old kid, like, why aren't we giving that same energy to Congress, you know, senators, a president, you know what I mean? Or just society in general, companies back then. What do you think schools were like, colleges? This is how things were. And it was messed up. So you guys taught a 14-year-old boy like Jerry Jones to be this way. But now we're supposed to condemn him because this is exactly what you guys told him, that this was how it was supposed to be. So during his teenage years, this is how he gained a foundation, you know, of trying to formulate how he was going to be as an adult, trying to figure out what values and different things he was going to hold, you know, and pass on to the next generation. I just think some of that should go on America, not just on Jerry Jones. To me, Jerry Jones already showed his true colors, because I know a lot of people are probably saying that was 66 years ago, he probably evolved. Yeah, but then we can point to 5 years ago with the Colin Kaepernick situation and how instead of him kind of coming out and saying, listen, you guys have every right to protest. There's been a lot of things going on in America that are not right, especially since he was right there, right? I mean, you were actually there. This wasn't taught to you in history books. You were actually a part of history. You were part of a desegregation protest. Like, that is huge. And that would have been your moment during the Colin Kaepernick situation to say, hey, listen, this country has gone through turbulent times. You know, we've messed up. We've made so many mistakes. But now here's a chance that I'm in power. I can right some of those wrongs. Not all of them, but I can at least turn a corner. I can at least give permission to my guys to protest and to maybe even spread some diversity, right? Maybe I should start hiring more people. Maybe I should start bringing more awareness. You know, maybe you should added, you know, an amendment to the Rooney Rule, you know, and then to kind of really see, okay, maybe he has changed. Maybe he has evolved. Maybe he is trying to do better than 66 years ago. But in fact, we actually know that's not true. He actually told all his players that if you plan on playing here for me, you better not protest. So nobody was allowed to protest until the faces of the league put pressure on Jerry Jones, and then which allowed the players to be able to protest. But of course, some of the players are scared to. They're not in a position to. Imagine you're that 53rd guy that just made the team. You know, it's not even about sports. Some people want to say, oh, it's about sports. No, it's not. Because if it's that one thing that could make somebody not, could just cut you, or, you know what I mean, that one deciding factor, and you decide to kneel, you're not really in a position to. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to give my whole spiel before, you know, we have a whole conversation about it to give you some background, but what do you guys think about that whole thing? And do you agree that Jerry Jones is, I feel like there's level to racism. So I'm not going to sit there and say, like, you know, I know when people think of racist, they all automatically want to think like, okay, so he was involved in some sort of lynching. Like, that's not what I mean. I mean, he's in a position of power. And if you feel more comfortable with your own race versus, you know, hiring others, you know what I mean, to be more inclusive, then, you know, that's kind of what I'm talking about in that sense. What do you guys think?
Oof, well, you said a lot. I almost forgot I was sitting here on this show. Okay, it's very interesting. Yes, he was a young kid at the time, and I saw the picture with him standing there. Like you said, he didn't do anything. He just stood there. But his character, to me, speaks out for what has he done since then. And like you said, during the Kaepernick, you know, thing, he was telling players not to protest. Why would you do that?
Because he's a racist.
Okay, so you think, so he never changed. You don't think he ever changed?
No, he didn't change.
Yeah, because some people would argue because, you know, he paid Dak and he probably didn't have to after the injury. Maybe that shows, but to me, like, it's deeper than that. Yeah, exactly. I just feel like it's deeper than that when it comes to, especially hiring coaches, when it comes to hiring GMs, you know, people in your front office, or even just being able to let people express themselves. Because, you know, the weird thing we do understand in this country that there are two Americas in a sense of you can protest, just depends on what you're protesting about. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like we can't protest and shed light on the fact, which is actually a fact of the way Black people have been treated, or, you know, have still, you know what I mean, have been treated or still being treated this way. And it's just not justice for all, right? You know, so bringing light to that, that's important. And I'm glad, like, guys like LeBron James actually made mention of it. He made a great point. With this Kyrie Irving thing, how long did we talk about this for? And you guys already know where I stand on the Kyrie Irving thing. But my thing is, keep the same energy.
Yes. Yes.
I think people just need consistency. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that this morning, and you're right about that. Why is it when someone of color does something that you don't like or you don't agree with, they just pounce on it constantly? You're never going to get any relief from it. They're going to stay on it. They're going to drag it down until the end. And then something like this, nobody even asks them a question about it. Why is that?
Right, they're just relentless.
Yeah, yeah, that shows you right there.
Right. And that's the thing, yeah.
They want you to know what they want you to know.
Right. Well, you know, it was interesting. The reason why LeBron James had brought it up was because he actually said he sat down in the, you know, it was like a post-game interview right after their game, and he said, you know what, I'm disappointed in you guys. Mm-hmm. And everybody was kind of like, what? And he was like, yeah, nobody's asked me about Jerry Jones. You guys asked me
that's
about Kyrie,
crazy.
Right?
That's
you guys
really
asked me about anything else that's going on in our community when things are just not right. Mm-hmm. But Jerry Jones, we can all, you know, agree that that was huge for our history. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was a turning point of integrating schools and saying Blacks and whites can go to school together, because Blacks deserve the same education as someone who is white. Like that, and he was there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because I love when people talk about this. They're like, oh, that was so long ago. No, because the people that experienced these things are still alive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And have a chance to change things or to rectify things. And quite frankly, I am disappointed in the media, too. I think LeBron James was spot on, because one of the things that I noticed, I'm like, listen, the media definitely is very strategic. You know, they like to... They like to shed light on things at a certain time when they want you to know certain things. So that way you can make whatever connections. But I already made another connection for myself. I sat there and said, like, listen, if they really wanted things to change in the NFL and wanted to shed light on the fact that there isn't justice for all, why wouldn't you bring up this picture during the Kaepernick situation?
Mm-hmm. That's another thing also. Why did this picture come out now?
Why indeed?
Why? Why did it
66
come
years
out
ago
right now? And do you think the reporters were told not to touch it?
Yeah.
It had to have been.
I'm going
to
tell you why. I don't even feel like I'm even, obviously I'm not privy to that information, but I feel like it's an educated guess, because I watch a lot of podcasts, and of those podcasts are people who are actually on national television. Mm-hmm. And what they will tell you is, when they talk about a subject and they sit there in those producers, those meetings, you know, before the show even airs, like a couple of hours, and they go through all these different questions and they discuss what topics will be discussed. And they even talk about who is going to get asked the question. So they'll sit there and ask you a question during the meeting. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And they say, what do you plan on saying about that? And then if they say something that is not within the company line, or that's going to step on the toes of someone rich and powerful that may have connections with that national network, they'll be like, okay, we won't ask you that.
Yeah.
We're just not going to ask you that question. Yeah. Like, we're not allowed to, like, you know, penalize you for that, because that's your opinion. Mm-hmm. But I remember Ryan Clark said that. Like, he was like, I think it was the Kyrie Irving situation. Wow. And he wasn't even brought on for that segment. Like, he just wasn't even brought on. And they knew, and it was very strategic. And I watch First Take. I watch all those shows, you know what I mean? Not, you know, not every day, but I definitely try to watch as many as I can. And when I do watch it, one thing I've understood is that when there's certain topics being talked about, they have certain people on that table talking about it. Mm. Ryan Clark was not one of them. You know, Marcus Smart wasn't another. And these are all people who would, you know, be considered, I don't want to say rebellious, because that's what, you know, some people that just don't get it would say. Mm. It's just not fitting the narrative that they want to portray, mm-hmm. you know, in that sense. And I've always paid attention to that. And I was like, that's just so interesting. That's so crazy. And it's a debate show at that. So you would think you would want that, but mm-hmm. not if that debate is going to lead towards messing up someone's bottom line. You know, so what do you think about that? Just not answering them, you know, not even, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just not even, like, if I know you're going to, like, if I know how you really feel about something,
yeah.
and I don't want the whole world, mm-hmm. I don't want you spewing that to the world,
right.
yeah. I'm just not going to ask you.
Yeah. Mm. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Sneaky.
That yeah, because right. remember, yeah. TV's limited.
Yeah.
Everything is, oh, you got 10 seconds to say, mm-hmm. you got 30 seconds, mm-hmm. we're only spending, like, 5 minutes on this topic, mm-hmm. and you got five different people talking about it, you know what I mean? So it's like, you got to constantly just keep rotating, and it's like yeah. that's just so crazy to me.
That is, it really is. It's a shame,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But people have to be aware of it, you know, of what's going on and what they're willing to talk about, what they're willing not to talk about. If they're not willing to talk about it, then you got to ask yourself why. You got to ask yourself why,
yeah, why indeed. It's true,
it's the same stuff from back in the day, the same stuff,
right?
Yeah,
in the 60s.
Because at the end of the day, it's about control, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you need to, if you're paying attention, like if you're just sitting there enjoying the show and not really seeing what it really is, that's why I feel like things like this, like podcasts, are so important, yeah. right? Because nobody's telling
it's
me what
true.
To say. Anybody?
Yeah.
Did I tell you what to
that's
say?
True.
Did I tell you what to say?
No.
Nobody's
all.
Telling me
not
what to say. So it's like, you know, we have our own opinions here, and it's, It's podcast world is just different, you know, when you're, you know, working for a company, and everybody, at least that watches me, I know you guys all work for people. And when you work for somebody, you have to watch what you say, right? When you go to work, you can't literally say whatever it is, mm-hmm. even though I did work with some people who kind of did, but there's
yeah.
consequences,
yes.
right? There's consequences
for everything. That's right.
right. And it usually affects, like, they feel like, okay, if you're going to say something to affect my money, I'm going to affect yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of how it goes at the end of the day. So it's like, that's why it's funny when doing these podcasts. Like, it's like, do I watch what I say because I want sponsorship, or do I just come as I am? And hey, if you want to partner up with something, let's do it because you want me, not because you want to control me, because that's a whole different, you know, sort of thing. And that's why I kind of understand what people were saying about the whole Kyrie Irving thing. And I didn't want my opinion of that whole situation to get misconstrued. I never was against Kyrie Irving finding himself or figuring it out. But you have to understand, when you work for someone, especially when you're receiving money from them, right? Like, yep. you have to be careful about how you go about things.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm glad LeBron James brought back up that Kyrie Irving thing, because he was like, wait, nobody asked me about Jerry Jones, but you guys were like nonstop about Kyrie Irving. Like, that, no, I don't like that, because he's the one of the only athletes that actually spoke up and spoke out against Kyrie, and it was mainly because of the handling of things. But LeBron James did eventually say the media and everybody else kind of took it way left, and we all know that. Like, that It did get out of control very quickly. But that all goes to show you. It's not in a sense of, oh, you know your place or know your role. No, just be smart. Just be smart. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you have it like that, and you have your own, and you can say and, you know, and do whatever you want. But make sure it's productive, though, because by going rogue right now in our position, it's not going to help. I can tell you that right now. It's not going to help. It's actually counterproductive. At the end of the day, we want to big up our people, and we want to do what's best. And another thing I wanted to say before we, you know, start to wrap it up and close it out, I just wanted to say, as Black people, what we have a problem with is being able to disagree without having to, you know, call each other out, especially publicly. Like, there's nothing more than I hate when you hear Draymond Green going at it with Kendrick Perkins. You know what I mean? Using all that vulgar language. Like, that boils me more than any of these other things that we're talking about. You know, more than Kanye West. And, you know, Kanye West can really get, you know, he really get you going. You know, but seriously, it's just because it just doesn't make no sense and it's just counterproductive. Like, we all agree that all black people are not the same, right? We are monolithic, right? Like, it doesn't mean, like, black does not mean one thing. It does not. We all are going to have different opinions. We've had different experiences, right? And yes, our culture here is out of struggle, but it's also out of survival, right? Out of making it, out of turning it into, like, you know, like that show Good Times, right? I never used to understand how they called it Good Times. It's because they've always found a way to have, you know, they always found a way.
They made it work. They made it work.
Right. They made it work. So it's like, okay. All right, like, that's what we're doing. Like, we're making it work. Like, some of us are really, you know, doing really good, but it's like, don't knock the people who are still trying to come up and still trying to make it too. You know what I mean? They just have a different way of going about it. Why don't you talk to them in private? Have a private conversation and a productive conversation, hopefully with a moderator, because sometimes we be getting too crazy, too passionate, too emotional, and we can't have, you know, an honest, you know, forward moving, progressive type of conversation. Because right now it's just the bickering back and forth and the, you know, the different problems that we're having in our community. And now we're worrying about other communities and other things. Let's worry about this community. Like, let's worry about this community.
Help each other out.
Let's help each other out.
Help each other out.
You know what I'm saying?
You make it, help somebody else get up.
Right. Otherwise, what are you doing? Good for you. Yeah. But. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to make a better world for your kids, right? You don't want your kids to be talking about stuff like this. That's the last thing you want. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to say, wow, like, I can't believe we went through a time like that. And I'm glad we don't have to even think about that. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be like, when I used to live in New York City and I used to have to worry about where to park all the time and where I live right now, I don't have to worry. Yeah. Like, it's actually so simple.
Right. It's unbelievable.
And that's the way I would want it to be. I would want it to be like, oh, I'm just going home. I don't have to sit there and think, oh, should I go out at this time? Or no, I ain't going to be parking later. Or do I, you know, how much fun am I going to have? Is it worth the hour, you know, circling around for looking for parking? Like, I want it to be like that, where we don't even have to think about it. Are there going to be the anomalies, the outliers out there, where there's always going to be something? But right now, it's too much. It's infested. It's entwined and everything. And it's to the point where it's just a problem. And we need to figure it out, you know? Like, you ever see that, like, even where in your life, when you're sitting there and you're just like, why can't we get it together in terms of why are we always fighting somebody who's at the top? Like, I mean, I guess that's why I had a problem with Kyrie, like, especially when they were in the bubble and he was one of the guys that were convincing people not to play. And I'm like, I know a lot of people say that he's pro player, but no, I think in that sense that he wasn't thinking, he was more so being pro star player. Because you got to think about the guys at the end of the bench. They can't afford not to play. What are you talking about? Like, you hear about superstars like on the Lakers who, you know what I mean? Well, he just got cut the other day, but he was just driving DoorDash. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden he's playing basketball with LeBron James and just hitting a game winner for the LA Lakers. That's like, that's unreal. That's crazy. Like, you think that guy has time to be, I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. Like, not everybody can fight a cause, but the people who can and you have that position to, more power to you, but don't try to convince somebody who's still trying to make it, you know what I mean, to do what you're doing. Everybody's not on the same level. It's not equal. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? You playing chess, you know, you telling a pawn to do what a bishop can do or what a rook can do or what a queen could do. You know, queen can move anywhere around, you know, you know what I mean? You telling the pawn to, oh, do that. What's going to happen? The pawn's going to get captured, right? You can't do that. Like, that's my thing. Like, you know, some people just got to play ball, you know, until they invent their own game, invent their own rules, and then they can play how they want to play. Mm-hmm. But until then, we are playing ball.
Exactly.
You know, but you tailor fit it to you, you know, because I always hear a lot of things on social media saying, like, yeah, fight the power. Like, there's smarter ways to fight the power. Because right now, like, what's holding us back, it's like, invisible chains. They're not physical chains. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more invisible. Yeah. So if you're sitting there, like, physically trying to fight something, you're just going to look crazy. Like, what are you doing? Like, there's nothing on you. Like, you know, there's not, what are you talking about? Like, don't people say that nowadays? Like, oh, there's no racism. What, you been called the N-word today? Yeah. Like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. No. It's just maybe people following me around the store or people choosing not to get in the elevator with me, which was cool during COVID. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm like, you know, when people start to, you know, clutch their purse extra tight or move across the street, when you, you know, it's like, come on.
It's the microaggressions.
There you go. That's a micro. Exactly. 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 And it's so subtle because it'll make it's you feel paranoid, subtle. Right? Or like you're crazy.
No, it's them. It's
them. You know, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it's like we need to, you know, do better as a community because there's still a lot of things. Yeah, there's a lot of things that need to change around the world. Yeah, but it's a lot easier to clean your own house first before you trying to worry about it outside.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really about
one
it for
me. One step at a time.
Yeah. But what do you guys think about the whole Kyrie thing moving forward?
Kyrie needs to do his own thing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about that.
The way he went about it was...
Yeah, the way he went about it.
You just have to know your allies.
Yeah. The way he went about it.
You know, Adam Silver, you
that
know
wasn't
what I mean?
Smart. He wasn't smart.
Adam Silver, Jewish, you know, NBA smart. Commissioner, has been an ally to the black community. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's the one person you want to be in communication with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah. But like you said...
I hope he learned, you know.
I think he did. But you know, but that's the problem in this society when you handle things wrong being black. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't shake that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I get at people even not just for the whole Kyrie thing cuz I don't want to just keep hammering on him, but it's like that's why people try to say like, "Hey, it's not that you can't be yourself. It's not that we need you to walk on eggshells, but you get labeled, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like you just have to be careful. You have to be smart about it. That's the thing. You just have to be smart about it.
Well, Odell Beckham Jr. on a plane, probably sleep, probably done the same thing that most people have probably done all day. You know, the day before. You know, for years, but fell asleep. I guess somebody wanted to, you know, let him know that they were in charge. You know, and then he gets kicked off the plane, and they deplaned, and you know that's the worst thing in travel that you want to hear, especially around a holiday, and everybody, you know, taking it, you know, getting on the plane, putting your seats up perfectly.
And then some people will set you up, so you have
that's
to
what
be
I think
smart
it was,
about
right.
that. You have to be very smart about that.
And then people are using
that position, yeah.
Yeah, but people use that incident to talk about when he was on the Giants, when he's like 23 years old, you know, talking about when he, you know, was getting into a fight with the gold, you know. Yeah. Like, you know, when he punched the kick net and the kicker's net?
And with no criminal record.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, these are not bad guys. Yeah. Their judgment is just, sometimes it could just be better. You have to find a way to just learn to be better. And don't put yourself in those.
Yeah.
And that's what experience should tell you. Like, I could have been better. And I think that's all I was really looking for Kyrie to kind of just say, you know what, I could have been better.
Yeah.
Because that just wasn't smart. Because I should have known how you guys were. Yeah. I should have known what you guys were going to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because you hold my history, even though it's not really much, but you hold it against me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, if he wasn't a flat earther and, you know, and staging, you know, doing all these different things that get people kind of like, you know, if they can't understand you, if they can't put you in a box, then it's like, oh, he's liable to do anything. He's gone rogue, you know, but... But nah, guys, I appreciate you guys taking this time out. But any other remarks you want to say to close it out? You know, whether it's with the Jerry Jones instance or Kyrie or anybody.
Oh, there's a lot of few things that I could say. But one thing that really bothers me is the Will Smith and that whole thing really bothers me. Yeah. Only because people that have a little bit of money never tend to their punishment. They never seem to, you know, this do what you want and everything's acceptable or whatever. That night when that happened, the Academy Awards should have been accountable for what happened. Will Smith should have been, you know, held accountable. And it's like, so what? He can't go back to the awards. So what? He can still be nominated for an award. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know. When he slapped him that night, I felt it. And I still feel it. Because when I hear he has a movie coming out, and people are saying, are you going to go see it or whatever? I don't know. I just got a funny, and I like Will Smith. I always like Will Smith. But what he did, I don't know. It just kind of like, I don't know. I'm not sitting right with it.
How do you feel about it?
I think that Will Smith was in
a bad spot.
Pain, a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But mentally. There are a lot of people in pain. And if somebody else had did that, what would have happened? Those security guards would have rushed you off that stage like nobody's business.
Nobody expected Will Smith to come up there. Still, like, who would expect Will Smith to do that?
Nobody. You know what it is,
too? He did it, though. He did it.
You know what it is? I guess they're both comedians, and it literally took a long time for them to figure out whether it was real.
Yeah, that I can understand. You know but mean? after you realize it's kind of their life, real,
when he was sitting down yelling, I was like, "Oh, this is real."
Something should have happened.
That's when I know. I heard that octave in his voice. Yeah. He went to another level.
That wasn't good. I don't know. I just don't see.
And then they're actors too, so it's like, is this real or fake?
Yeah.
It's not even like he's a good actor, so you can never.
Oh no! With that emotion, no, he was.
Yeah, but one thing I will say, I think Tom Brady said it best, though. So everybody goes to work and they have their days, right? Whether normal or a bad day. Let's say you had your worst day of your life. Mm. Everybody knows that they had their worst day. Mm-hmm. You can go home and have your worst day and make your peace with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you had your worst day being Tom Brady, Will Smith, the whole world would not only know about it for that day, they'll know about it for how long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you're that one day at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, and for Will Smith, you know, not trying to, you know, alleviate him, you know what I mean, of anything, because obviously, you know, he's serving his punishment, and maybe he needs a little bit more. Yeah, yeah. But I just mean, like, but I don't know. But we are kind of hypocritical, though, in a sense of, right now in America, everybody is so, mental health conscious, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we all sat by and let Will Smith be dragged through the mud for a year, or years, actually. His name with the whole, you know, with Jada Pinkett Smith, with that young dude. Like we let it happen. There was nobody speaking.
He let it happen.
Well, but maybe he didn't know how to handle it. Like, you know what I mean? Because at the same time, he was like, all right, we weren't, you know, I don't know the whole details, so don't quote me on that. But I'm just saying, if you're trying to do the right thing by just staying out of it, you know what I mean? And just letting everything just run its course, and you got to keep, because you're trying to make the, because remember, Will Smith is the good guy. He doesn't curse in his raps and all this. You know, he's the good guy. I'm trying to be the good guy, even though I'm from West Philly. I don't even know where they got that from. But he somehow created this image for years of saying that he's a good guy. He's the guy. But what happens with nice guys, right? Mm-hmm. You finish last sometimes, right? But I guess he was willing to eat that for so long. You know, and the thing is, you don't know what goes on in a person's household. It doesn't matter how much money they have. Mm-hmm. You don't know what he's been dealing with his marriage, with his kids, with people around him, closest to him. And so if he's having this problem, which we should have recognized and should have known that, hey, somebody should have taken the mics away from some of these guys and stopped talking about Will Smith and these different things, mm-hmm. because that can't be healthy. Since we're so conscious about mental health, if you're sitting there talking about someone's marriage, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, if we're going to be sitting there trying to be righteous about mental health and by being active, recognizing the signs, mm-hmm. how about recognizing what's going on? That wasn't hard. You can't even sit there and say, oh, I didn't know Will Smith was feeling that way. I did not know. Yes, you did. There's no way. How would you feel?
Okay. He felt that way and reacted. But he still should be held accountable for it. That was assault.
Well, battery to him, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, if that was somebody else.
But I do believe in cause and effect. And how about this? All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. So let's say I'm a comedian. That can be at times. But yes. But let's just say I'm a comedian and I have something against somebody, right? But I'm a comedian. Mm-hmm. I'm usually allowed to say whatever the hell I want, right? And it's been well known in circles that they've had problems,
yeah.
Right? It's been well known. That part I do know. Mm-hmm. That's been well documented. And I'm hiding behind the fact that I'm a comedian mm-hmm. and I can do and say what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? And having that power over you and that control, knowing how Will Smith must just doing. And some people will argue, okay, he was laughing because that's what he's used to doing, laughing it off, mm-hmm. making it just go away. But then I guess when he saw Jada's face, because he saw like, damn, like I'm not gonna be able to come back from this. There's nothing I can say. I'm gonna have to go so over the top where there is no discussion at home.
Well,
there
might be a lot of discussion. Your decision.
I know.
And the consequences should follow. That's all I say.
But there's a cause and effect, though.
Yes, there is.
Because if nothing, because if you guys already had those problems, mm-hmm. are we gonna sit here and try to act like maybe Chris Rock should have just stayed away from that? Or is he a comedian and he just gets to do what he wants, like knowing that he has that person, they have a personal problem. We're not even talking about professional.
Yeah.
They have a personal problem. What? And I can hide behind being a comedian? That's dangerous though.
Yes, it is.
I know, but that's, I don't know.
You handle it off stage. You don't bring it to the
But you have to think about it. When people blow up, like, I've never seen organized blowing up.
No, I understand that. But
when you blow up, you blow up.
For it. I can't go up to the average person and smack them and just walk away like nothing ever happened.
Wait, he said he used his words.
That wouldn't happen.
Nah.
Use his words. He said he used his words.
I don't think that would have been enough.
I'd actually go up there and put your hands on something.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. To put your hands on somebody. Yeah. That's what's so embarrassing.
I don't sit well with that. Because if it had been somebody else.
No, he wouldn't have done it.
He wouldn't have did it. Or if it was somebody else of a different
race. Well, they were talking about Mike Tyson hosting that.
Then he would have been tackled right there on that stage.
Yeah.
They would have went to commercial break. And that would have been the end of that.
But maybe someone else wouldn't have went there. Knowing that they have that personal history. I mean, when you look at the Oscars, I mean, what is there? Like 1,000 people there? You could have talked about a lot of different people. You chose, and you know that was Will Smith's big night.
It was quick and easy.
Yeah.
It was quick, easy, fast, like a Hot Pocket. Quick, easy, fast.
And it got the job done. It got the job done.
A little too long.
Yeah. You know what it is? I guess I'm just of that mindset. Like, I hate that, like, whole, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true, because when you break a bone, there's a timeline for when that thing will heal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When words are said, you don't know when a person's going to heal from that. Yeah. They may never heal from
that. And
that's
still going on, like the other day.
Yeah, the T-shirt.
I saw a T-shirt with the slap.
That's unfortunate.
Ridiculous. Oh, my gosh.
But that's just good old America. Why are we allowed to monetize?
That's ridiculous.
Why are you allowed to do that?
That's what I don't. When I saw that, I was like,
I blame the people for buying it. People are buying it.
Right. I blame the people. No, but
buying it and for them putting it out there.
But people can't buy it if they don't have access. Yes, because you know what? Because if I were to go in the back and say, oh, I know how to make a swish, I'm going to make me a whole bunch of Nike stuff
exactly.
and try to make money on it.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, yeah, you're going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'll be like, what? What did I do?
So how long does this have to go on?
That's a good point.
This is, you know, I'm sorry. I would have sued the Academy Awards. I would have sued Will Smith. All of y'all would have got it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have put my hands on you, but all of y'all would have got it.
But me personally, I guess knowing that I had that personal problem, I probably wouldn't have went after you. I probably wouldn't have. Because the thing is, behind the scenes, I don't think we probably don't know how close it got. Maybe they almost got into a fight before. Mm-hmm. We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know. And I don't know. All I know is what I saw. That's the only thing I'm going by.
But I just
I don't
like
know
you,
anything about a beef
but you
or
run into
whatever
trouble.
Else.
I just feel like, because I think he probably could have gotten away with talking about Will Smith. But he already talked about Jada before, and she wasn't there. Remember that? When they were boycotting the Oscars?
Yeah.
And then he talked about her in front of his face. Because everybody has a line. Everybody has a code. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like when you start going into people's family and you start talking about their wife and their kids, you're treading on dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you may not even know how you're going to react until someone says something and you just embarrass them. Remember, Oscars, I mean, how many millions of people are watching that?
Yeah.
And I'm just supposed to sit there and you just, you know, you're emasculating him in front of everybody? The only thing for me to do is probably to knock you out.
You know how much
like I said, he did.
You know how much restraint
Yeah, I give it to my man.
I see both sides to it. That's all I'm trying to say. I can see both. It's just unfortunate. It's just unfortunate, especially, you know.
Unfortunate that he did not get any real consequence after that.
Oh, yeah.
Will Smith tussling.
No, but Chris Rock really did save the culture, though.
Because that would have been a mess.
Yeah, because there's not that many black people on the Oscars to begin with.
Because I know daggone well if somebody slapped me, we rolling. I'm sorry.
Some people start rolling for less.
Yeah, exactly. I give it to him. I really and truly do.
Yeah, Chris Rock must have been working out. Yeah, he must have been working out.
I give it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I mean, it's like every time I think about it and I imagine it, I just can't believe that nobody knew it was real until he sat back down.
Yeah. That's how I
know. You know what I mean? Because then Chris Rock played it off too smooth. It's almost like, there's no way you get slapped in the face.
He's beyond a professional.
A professional.
He's beyond a professional.
Unless I don't know, not saying that he knew it was coming, but it's almost like he kind of did because that was too, because you don't know how you're going to react. I don't know. Most people, you get smacked in the face, like, it's on.
He realized he was
and
at.
And he turned your back?
That's the crazy part.
I'm on your back. I'm on the back.
Yeah.
I'm swinging.
Yeah. I would have been on your back.
You've been in the jungle. Yeah. We would have been swinging. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Like, that would have been, that would have been some WWF.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that. Or WWE, whatever you're into.
I still don't believe that. I know it's staged.
Because at the end of the day, it's like it was messed up mainly because it was the first time a black man was producing the Oscars. So it's like, really, guys? Like, really? Like, now? Like, I know he must have been like, really? On my night?
He's actually mad.
Who wouldn't be? Because you put me in a... First of all, I don't even want to know how long it took him to put together that awesome... You know,
everything got
Academy
overshadowed.
Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even the people that won.
Yeah, everything really got overshadowed.
You know, that's what the unfortunate part is. Yeah. You know, like, that's when it's like, okay, could we be better? Like, yeah, I get it. Comedians are comedians, and where do you draw the line? But my thing is, like, you know, it was Will Smith's night. You know, he had his wife there, and you already touched that, and then it already went left when you touched it before. Mm-hmm. Why are you... Some people just want to keep...
Poke the bear, but...
Yeah, but what happens when you poke a bear, though?
Well, there should be consequences. Consequences for it. That's, you know...
Yeah. But you don't think there should be consequences even if there was previous incidences of saying, okay, like, that obviously was a subject that can trigger somebody into...
Only because with comedians, for years, it's fair game. And it's always been fair game. That's the only reason why So.
But then we can't be hypocritical.
And then just like with hecklers,
we can't be hypocritical.
I guess the protocol or whatever, some things have to be changed because everything is mental health now. Some people.
That's what I said.
But
I think this situation was isolated because Will Smith has been tortured for a while. Mm-hmm. And we had to have known that he's not all right because he hasn't said anything. Mm-hmm. He literally hasn't said anything. Not publicly. I'm sure he probably said something privately. Mm-hmm. But publicly, he hasn't said anything.
It goes deeper.
Right. Yeah,
it goes deeper.
Right.
Deeper.
Right. Yeah, because he talks about it a little bit in his book and things. Yeah,
his daughter, too, talk about Tupac.
Yeah.
They were talking about him.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's deep. I'm sure it's a lot of things that we really don't know.
But just think about the one thing. I guess the one thing that bothers you, and if somebody used it against you as a joke, and millions of people are hearing about, like, I don't know. Because I guess he felt like, you know what? This is going to be a meme now. Because remember, it wasn't just he said this joke in the moment and we're going to move on. Mm-hmm. No, because when he made that comment about Jada, they didn't just move on. Like, that was on for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They had the camera on.
Right, and they had a camera on her face. Yeah, mm-hmm. On purpose.
People were feeding into this, you know, because why would the camera?
And here's the other thing. One thing I can appreciate is a comedian's ability to improv, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. So you know everything is supposed to be rehearsed or at least told, like,
exactly what's going to be discussed.
You know that's the one thing Chris Rock left out. Why would you leave that out? Because the thing is, they probably would have told you, don't do it. Right? So why don't we talk about that? They probably would have, there's a reason why you did not go there. You knew the whole Oscars was literally about, you know, what's Serena's father? You know what I mean? It was about that movie. King Richard. Yeah, everything was about King Richard. So we knew, you know, more than likely, you know, Will Smith was going to win, and this was a big night. I'm sure they even knew it. You know, I know they don't know the winners, but, you know, you kind of have an idea. It was it was the biggest movie of the year. You know, the stage was set. They already should have been practicing exactly what they were going to say. If he had been like, yeah, I was going to take a shot at Jada. Yeah, man, don't do that. Because remember last time on the Oscars, and it was a whole, and they weren't even there. And, it, you know, nah, don't do that. It's this big night. You know, there's a lot of other people in the crowd that's going to be looking crazy, wearing these stupid outfits. You know, go at them. You know what I mean? And maybe they can use some shine and use the clout. Go after them. But why are you going after Will Smith? Like, I don't understand.
No. I can't answer for that.
Because sometimes it's like, why? Why?
The low-hanging fruit.
Because that could have, because the thing is, if he did say, like, hey, I was just going to say this about Jada, don't say that. Like, and then that would have been it. And we wouldn't be talking about this. This wouldn't happen. People wouldn't be wearing T-shirts with him getting slapped. Like, it wouldn't be happening. I'm just saying, because it is a cause and effect. Like, why can't we appreciate the fact that this could have been mitigated? But he knew somebody was going to have a problem with it. And he probably knew exactly how much they were going to have a problem with it. Still decided to do it anyway. And this was the end result. Because I'm pretty sure they would have said, yo, if you had said that, I wouldn't have let you say that.
Yep.
You know, it's like, I don't know, that's the kind of way I see it. Because I'm just like, Will Smith, to me, I guess I can't hang this over his head for too long because he's been such a good guy for too long.
I like you know Will what Smith, I mean? But I just didn't like what he did, you know.
I don't think anybody really likes it, though.
No, some people are like, yeah, he did what he should have did, you know, whatever. But,
oh.
He's lost it.
Well, there's always extremists on either side, but I'm just saying, I can understand both, but I'm saying it could have been prevented. That's all I'm saying. It could have been prevented, and they chose not to go that route. And yeah, it is a sensitive thing because, or just not a sensitive thing. It's just more like a toeing the line because it's like, yeah, I'm a comedian. I should be able to say what I want. Okay, but are you gonna feel the same way if it was turned around? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because usually a comedian gets to just do whatever they want and then leave.
Yeah. What do you think about hecklers? If he's in a crowd and the hecklers are, you know.
Unfortunately, it's just part of the game. You mean like at a game or something?
Yeah. So.
Oh, you mean like the hecklers because they could be at a comedian thing.
Yeah,
too.
At a comedian thing, and then they're you know harassing them.
I mean, you hate to like control.
It's like
But at the same time, it's like but they're up there to do a job. Like we didn't come here to see the heckler. We came here to see him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I can see both sides to that too. Because some people argue, oh, I paid. You know, like if you had a game, it's like, oh, I paid my seat. You know, I paid for this, so I should be able to say and yell and scream and do whatever I want. But
entitled people.
Yeah, but then that sounds a little like, you know, you could benefit from sitting down with somebody for a little bit because why do you feel the need? Like, I love sports. I love going to events, but I don't need feel the need, you know, to say, oh, you're trash. You're never going to be anything in life. Oh, your mom did. Like, why? And these are adults. I'm not even talking about children.
Yeah.
You know, children, you know, all right, you know.
They're
hurting, all right.
Yeah, hurt people, right? It's true. Like, you know, because at the end of the day.
There's no boundaries. People just go over the top.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, so who creates these boundaries? Like, who gets to decide when you've went too far? That really is up to the individual that you're talking about. So Will Smith, you know, looking at Jada. You went too far. Because I got to deal with this shit at home.
Do you think he's going to stop making jokes about that?
No, because now he can make money off of it.
Well, I hope he does.
I don't know if he's going to be that bold to say it in front of his face again. Because now it's going to be like, all right, so what exactly are you trying to do? What are you accomplishing at this point? You know what I mean? Because I'm sure there's going to be a point in time where they're all at some Vanity Fair or some type of gathering. You know what I mean? With the celebrities, you know, A-list celebrities at that, where they happen to be in the same spot, you know, and, you know, Chris Rock is doing his thing, and he sees Will Smith, and he's like, you know, hey, where's that bald head wife of yours? You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? And I didn't even know she had alopecia. Like, I mean, there was just so many different layers, you know, to that. It's like an onion, you know, just crying all the way through it. Yeah, I don't know. That's just too much. Because then you're going to be worrying about the get back. That's why, in a kind of way, I kind of wish, I see what you mean, like he didn't get no punishment. Because at least there's some reconciliation.
For him and for everybody else to know that's not acceptable. No, you cannot go around slapping, punching, whatever, just because you don't like what somebody says.
But you know what it is? Like, I think Hollywood lied to us. Because, you know, when you watch these movies when you're young or even now, you know, the good guy always wins.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you know, and the bad guy always pays for his actions. Yeah, we don't live
black
in that world.
Do, but
Yeah.
Now, if it had have been different, if it had have been Will Smith smacking a white guy, what would have
happened?
What would have happened?
I don't think he would have gotten that far up on that stage.
He would have got tackled on the stage. They would have went to commercial break.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a commercial.
That's what I'm saying.
That's number one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's sad. The whole thing is sad.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Because it would be, you know, arrests.
Yeah.
On the spot.
That would not have went down the way it did. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy, this world we live in. Like, it is sad. But at the same time, it's like, but you don't think, like, at least as a culture, like, I guess another community we could, you know, go into that. But you don't think as a culture maybe we should kind of say to yourself, like, you know, all right, me and Will Smith don't get along, but he's been through a lot. Let me, there's a, like, 500, 600 people, other people I could have talked about.
It's just easy.
And it wasn't like, I just felt, you just took an easy shot. Like,
on the ground. It's like a little fruit up on the top branch. It's like
the little hanging fruit. Yeah, why you gotta get the?
It's easy.
You know, like, you didn't have to give that table legs. You know, like, you could have just left it alone. But sometimes I just feel like sometimes we just, you know, because you could also say, too. Oh, so if it was, you know, somebody was white and somebody was black, would that interaction would even happened? No. Knowing that they had that personal, you know what I mean? Would they just have left it alone?
If I would left it alone.
You know what I mean? You could argue that too. Yeah.
But
saying, like, what if, I'm saying, like, what if Chris Rock was white or the guy, you know, hosting was white and they had that personal, you know,
probably would have tried to sue him or whatever.
Yeah. No. I'm saying before the slap, I'm saying he probably would have never went there. Mm. He probably would have never went there, though. Mm. You know, but I just feel like when it comes to us, sometimes we just too comfortable. And we just, you know what I mean, just test each other and push each other.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we react. You know what I mean? Like, and then it's like, because that was just, no, there was no winners.
No.
There was no winners in that.
It's just sad. All the way around.
That's why I don't get how you can kind of, like, you know, say, oh, that's great that he did. Like, why was that great? What did that do? You know, we just got let into the Oscars. Now we got one more out. one of the good ones. You were supposed to be one of the good ones. Can you imagine, like, everybody else just sitting there, like, Meek Mill, and I'm like, yo, who would have thought? Like, man, they got Will. Like, they got Will acting up. Like, nobody else stands a chance. You got Will acting up.
It's a shame.
Like, that's crazy.
Get jiggy with it.
At all, well. He gets jiggy when he's letting you know, like, it's not a game. Too much. But what else grinds your gears? Anything else going on in pop culture or?
What else is going on?
Or anything else you feel like we could do better? Whether it's a community, as a society, you know.
This country.
This country.
Long way to go.
We do.
Yes.
We've been set back in a sense, right? But what do you think is the biggest reason for the setback then?
Let me see about. It's like. I think that people are okay with the racism. Hmm.
You mean within our community or just
they're
around?
They're comfortable. Like around.
All around.
Yeah, the country as a whole, they're comfortable with it. Mm. It's going to take like hundreds and hundreds of years for to see any progress.
Wow. I assume that's why we're going to Mars now, right?
We have to get the old way of thinking out.
Oh, yeah, because people always say it's a long time ago. Not already. That's only one generation. That's crazy. Like about 2 seconds ago. It just happened.
Yeah.
Silver Spoon just happened.
Yep. And those are responsible for teaching others, which is why
exactly,
when I go back to that Jerry Jones incident, I'm like, why are people jumping on a 14-year-old kid? Like, you can think whatever he is as a man. Like, I told you how I felt about him with the Colin Kaepernick situation. Mm-hmm. But as a 14-year-old, who is teaching him? We can't get mad at the 14. So you rather talk about where the 14-year-old was? Why don't we talk about the school district? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Why don't we talk about the government? Why don't we talk about his parents? Why don't we talk about his laws? Society as a whole.
The justice system.
Right. The companies back then.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we talk about that? That's where he learned it. Mm-hmm. But no, we're going to sit there and jump on Jerry Jones because they're looking for a scapegoat. Mm. You know what I mean? Because it fits the agenda. It fits the narrative. Because like I said, take that same photo from 66 years ago, make it like 61 years ago when the Colin Kaepernick situation was going on, mm-hmm. then bring up the photo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then force them to sit there and say, mm-hmm. listen, you said, if you're going to sit there and try to convince us that you're evolved, you've changed, mm-hmm. now's your time, my man. Mm-hmm. Show me. Show me. Right? But now we're so far removed from the Colin Kaepernick situation, mm-hmm. right? Now it's like they bring up the photo and he just mentions that he's curious. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's it. Yeah, news cycle over. Nobody else talks about it. It's like, what?
Book closed.
You just closed that door that easily? Mm-hmm. That was historic. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's like meeting somebody that was on the Titanic that day. Like, damn, like, yo, I got questions. You know what I mean? Can you imagine? You know, what happened? You know? Was there really enough room on that mirror? You know? Like, you know? Was Rose being selfish? Like, you know, like stuff like that. I'm like, how are you going to be around for a historic event? And it was just one little blip in the media. And just like that, mm-hmm. all done. Like, I'm satisfied.
They're not trying to educate people about the past.
Like, there's a lot of meat on that bone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is crazy. Yet, that you're right. They don't want to educate us about the past. Oh. They just want to move on. They want to eradicate it altogether.
They want to sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, science is changing by the day. It's unbelievable, though.
But history always affects the future.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know why? Because history repeats itself. Yes. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we don't learn from it. We just keep shoving it under the rug, right? Just, you know, how I used to clean when I was a kid, just put it on the rug. You know, just get it up on the chairs, up on the dresses, sofas, wherever you can get it in. But by all means, do not move that dresser or that chair.
Yes.
You know, elephants and everything
else.
It's not
to be touched.
Yeah, it's not to be touched. It is not to be touched. Because otherwise, you don't even know what may come out of there. Because what you swept in there is not what's coming out. You know, you're going to be creating
a whole
new
creature. What you see is not real.
Yeah, yeah,
don't
exactly.
Don't you believe it. It's not real.
Yep, smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
All right, guys, anything else?
Good.
No, I think it's about it.
Just making sure you guys had your fill.
Probably think of some more later, but that's for another show.
All right. I'd like to thank my guests for being on. I appreciate you guys and sharing your thoughts on the different topics and things that are affecting our society at large. But, you know, I only ask you guys to remember one thing. Losses equals life lessons. Peace.
Gotta be true to yourself. In a world there's nothing else.
Nothing else.
Gotta play the game right, gotta make your path. You scratch, you dig, you laying your ground. You busting your rounds, nobody gonna stop you. No ops, no cops, everything about you. Looking good, you good, she good. Y'all people really wanna know the reason.
What's that?
It's that ripple effect. That's just that ripple, ripple. That's just that ripple effect. What you do, come back,
come
triple.
Back, triple.
This is the Ripple Effect with your girl KDOT, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.